Hello.
Hi, hello, good evening. Hi, my name is Matthew. Good evening, ma'am. I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. To begin, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Hey, what is this for?
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm just doing an opinion survey. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I promise you this will take no more than 10 minutes of your time, and we do honor and appreciate your opinions. Can I just borrow 10 minutes of your time, please?
10 minutes? Can we make it 5?
I will try my best. I'm going to read it fast. Now you're making me read.
Right.
Do you think of yourself
Let's
as
go.
A male?
Female.
Female. Okay. I appreciate you. What is the year of your birth?
1991.
Okay. Perfect. Are you registered to vote, or like many people are not registered to vote? You said yes.
Nope, I am.
I heard you. Yes. All right, thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Nope.
No. What is your race? Caucasian, African American, Native American. Thank you. Caucasian. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The first one, your own future, positive or negative?
Positive.
Thank you. The future of the country?
Positive.
Thank you. The future of the planet?
Of the planet?
Yes, of the planet.
Mm-hmm. Positive.
Positive. Thank you so much. Now, how much power do you feel young women have to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make change on a scale of 0 to 10. So 10 means a lot of power, 5 means somewhat power, and 0 means no power at all. From
okay.
0 to 10. 10. Thank you. Of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? Here it goes. National security, abortion access, healthcare, immigration, gun violence, climate change, student loans, mental health, economy and cost of living, racism and discrimination, crime, or education.
And this is, what do I feel like are the top priorities for young women?
Yes. Which of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? Which 3?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I would say the economy.
Okay. Economy and cost of living. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I would say abortion access.
Yes, we have that. Yes.
And what did you say, like, right before or after economy?
Racism and discrimination. And I said crime. There's mental health.
I'm between mental health and racism.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Economy and the cost of living is right in the middle of those two.
Okay. Let's say for my third, mental health.
Mental health. I'm gonna click on mental health. Perfect. Thank you. Thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? Your education, caring for senior family members, economic security and financial independence, having or caring for children, advancing in your career, improving or maintaining physical health, work-life balance, hobbies and free time activities, improving or maintaining mental health, or relationships like romantic relationships or friendships?
Right now, for me, it's work-life balance. That's work. Just one.
Uh-huh.
Yep, work-life balance.
That's one. We have contributing to positive change in your community. Your education. Caring for seniors.
I only have one, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. They're asking for three. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
That's why I keep going.
Sorry.
No problem.
Work-life balance. Uh-huh. Financial independence.
Got you.
And improving my physical well-being.
Physical health. Yes, improving and maintaining physical health. Got you. All right. And which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three. Your personality, your hobbies or interests, your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, or friend, being a member of your racial or ethnic group, your spiritual religious beliefs, your profession, being young, being a woman, being American, or your sexual orientation.
And what am I, how, is it choose one or choose three that represent my personality?
Yes, or are important to your identity.
Okay, I would say, oof, you might have to repeat some of those earlier ones. I would say the role I play in relationships with friends and family.
Yes, okay, I got that one.
I would say being a woman.
Okay.
And what was the first skill?
Being a woman. And your personality, your hobbies or interests, being a member of your racial, ethnic group, your spiritual religion.
My personality.
Personality. Okay, thank you. Okay, now, when you think about American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. So we have exhaustion, dread, pride, disappointment, frustration.
I would say exhaustion and disappointment. Which probably
I'm sorry, which ones?
Exhaustion and disappointment.
Disappointment, sadness, and you may choose up to two. Perfect. All right, now, which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Here's statement A. Your government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing America today, Americans today, or American people. Statement B, your government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement C, your government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which one? Okay, what factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. So, the two-party system, politicians are out of touch with daily life of most people, systematic racism, division and gridlock between political parties, power-hungry politicians seeking control, corporate money has too much influence, too many old white men in power, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard.
Okay, and I have to choose one?
You can choose up to three. Three.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Three.
Mm-hmm. can you repeat them?
Yeah, no problem. We have the two-party system.
Yeah.
Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people.
That one.
Okay, so the second one, politicians are out of touch. Okay, after that we have systematic racism.
That one.
Systematic racism. Okay. And we have division and gridlock between political parties. Power-hungry politicians seeking control. Corporate money has too much influence. Too many old white men in power. Lastly but not least, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard.
Ooh. What was the gridlock one?
It says here, you said gridlock. Division and gridlock between political parties.
That one.
Okay. So we're going to go with that one. That's the third one. How much do you trust the following to make change on the issues that matter to you? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? Here goes the first one. Community organizations like nonprofit, grassroots, collisions. A lot, somewhat, a little, or nothing at all?
Somewhat.
Perfect. The Supreme Court. A lot, somewhat, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
A little. Perfect. President Biden.
A little.
Okay. Ballot initiatives, proposed laws that public votes on directly. A lot, somewhat, a little, or nothing at all.
A lot.
Okay. Congress.
Somewhat.
Okay. Your state government.
Somewhat.
Okay. Your city government.
State government?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well,
your state government.
Let's do a little.
Okay.
Forgot where I was.
Backtrack. All right. Your city government.
Somewhat.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Now, you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. Here's the first one. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services. After hearing that, does that motivate you? Very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not motivating at all?
Somewhat unmotivating.
Okay. Second one. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. Very motivating, somewhat unmotivating.
Somewhat unmotivating.
Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not all motivating?
Somewhat motivating.
Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions.
Unmotivating.
Gotcha. Now, how likely are you to participate in the following? Signing a petition? Very likely. Somewhat likely. Not very likely. Somewhat likely. Attending a protest. Very likely. Not very likely. Thank you.
Right. Yeah.
Volunteer for advocacy organization.
Volunteering for an advocacy organization?
Yes. Exactly.
Somewhat unlikely.
Mm-hmm. So not very likely. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. You're going to change your mind?
I don't know. Yeah, sure. Somewhat likely. I guess I volunteer.
Somewhat likely. Okay, so we're going somewhat likely. All right. Yep. Boycotting a company.
Somewhat unlikely.
Okay. So not very likely. Got you.
Yeah.
Sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media?
Likely.
Somewhat likely or very likely?
Somewhat likely.
Okay. How about voting in elections?
Very likely.
Very likely. Contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives?
Not very likely.
Got you. All right. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting. Which best describes why you may not have voted in previous elections? You can choose up to three. Here they go. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. Your email ballot didn't arrive in time. You didn't think your vote would be counted properly.
That one.
Okay. You think your vote didn't get counted. The candidates didn't represent your values.
That one.
Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. You didn't know enough about the candidates. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. Or you did not have time to vote.
Probably the one that says the candidate, like I didn't.
You didn't know enough about the candidates?
The candidates, yeah.
There we go. That one. I heard you. Got you. For each of the following,
where are you
please.
From? Are you from Miami? Where are you calling from?
We're calling from Florida, exactly.
Okay.
Oh, you guessed me. So right. All right. So for each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in political system in the United States, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. So here goes the first one. We've seen hardworking people rise up in union to win better wages and benefits against some of the greediest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We've proven that when young working people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy few to get the fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective power so that working people can thrive. How much does that want to make you engage? Engage a lot more? A little more?
Wait, that was all one?
Yeah, that was just it was just information presented.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
So it doesn't, whatever the middle one is.
So we have engage a little more or engage a little less. Those are the two that we have in the middle.
I guess engage a little more.
Okay. Second one. The Biden administration spearheaded the bipartisan infrastructure package, which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invest in public transit and electric vehicles, and ensure internet access for all. These are critical investments in sustainably and equity for low-income communities and people of color, whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructure. We must continue to take action to make our communities stronger and safer. Does that want to make you engage a lot more, a little more, a little less, or a lot less?
A little more.
Okay.
You know, the U.S. Supreme...
Yes, we're almost done. We're at 90%. I promise you, we're at 90%. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration's student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low and middle income borrowers. comments in half. All right, so these, okay, system's loading. What are the media sources that you check most for new content? You can choose up to two. News and informational articles online, local TV news stations, Facebook, Twitter, international news outlets, national TV news, podcasts, TikTok, Instagram, or YouTube. Which ones?
Twitter and probably local news.
Okay. Local news. And one, oh, yeah, that's two right there. Perfect. Now, think about the content you consume online. Which topics do you seek out the most? You can choose up to two. Businesses and finances, humor or memes, shows or movies, science or technology, hobbies, tips or hacks, sports, government politics, music, news, current events, health, beauty, self-care.
What was the prompt? Like, what am I answering?
Which one, well, I don't know, about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? So these
humor
are just topics.
Memes.
I'm sorry?
Humor
and memes. Yeah, got it. Mm-hmm.
How many was I supposed to choose?
You can just choose up to two. You don't need more than that. Mm-hmm.
Is there one that just says, like, general, like, is this when I'm on social media?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So what do you consume most?
Like, yeah. Is there one that says, like, just, like, friends and family updates?
Friends and family. We have shows and movies, business, finance, sports, government, politics, music, news, current events.
Yeah. Just current events and sports as well.
Okay. Okay, we got sports. Like two. All right, perfect. All right. So, all right, ma'am. Thank you. Now, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
My master's.
Master's degree. Here it is. Now, do you consider yourself one, heterosexual, straight? Two, lesbian or gay? Or three, bisexual? Or four, something else?
Heterosexual.
Thank you. Now, are you married? Are married living with a partner? Single? Separated? Divorced? Or widowed?
Single.
Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
No. Okay. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Dependent.
Independent, thank you. Now, do you lean more towards Republican Party or Democrat Party?
Oof.
Sorry, it's part of the question.
No, I know. I don't really lean. I guess you could say I lean a little. I've voted Democrat.
So that's, yeah, okay. So you lean there tomorrow. Okay. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployment? I'm sorry?
Full-time.
Gotcha. All right. Now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Biden.
Thank you. Okay. And last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$200,000.
Okay. And, well, this concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your patience and your opinions. They truly matter to us. And you have yourself a great rest of the night. Take care.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Hey, how many people, for every 10 calls you make, how many answer and do the survey?
To tell you the truth, I've been here, sitting down here for an hour and a half. You're the first one. Not a lot of people.
Okay.
Not a lot of people.
Thanks for the work that you do.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. That's why I appreciate your patience and your time. You don't know how much I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Take care of yourself, okay?
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.